This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And Brenda's here with me, my daughter, this week. And we're talking about an experience because we're talking about being led by God. We're talking about receiving light from Him who is light. He said, if you walk in the light as I'm in the light. Mm-hmm. Now, Brenda had an experience. She woke up one morning. She was feeling a heavy burden because she was in charge of accounting. And you know, in any ministry, the finances of that ministry can mm-hmm. become a burden and, if you let them.
And then if you deal with money, you know, there's always needs, you know. This needs to be paid. Someone needs this. They need that. You know,
payroll to make
yeah.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just feeling this. And then Jesus came and he gave her this revelation of light and said that he wanted to be the CEO of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. He taught her how that she could receive his guidance. I'm going to have her talk about that a little bit more. But I want to read this part right here and then read a scripture that in my devotions the other day I came across. He said, he showed her what to do, that she was to cut out a block of time. She was to come to him and sit before him. This was not to be a part of her devotion time, but this was to be as if she had a meeting with the President of the United States in his Oval Office. She was to repeat wisdom scriptures, and she was to say, and meditate on them, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
he'd say, sir, what shall I do today? I was also having to put him in a place as CEO in my heart and mind. Then you put, oh, what a relief. He wanted to make every decision. Now, oh, what a relief. I want to read you this scripture that we all know, and it's in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Mm-hmm. Now, we have used that to speak to sinners,
mm-hmm.
but I was reading in the Companion Bible, E.W. Bullinger, and he had this note there, and he said, this is not to sinners. And I'm going to read you part of his note. In this passage, he refers not to sins, but to service, not to guilt, but to labor, not to repentance, but to learning, not to finding forgiveness, but to finding rest. In other words, this is not written to someone seeking their sins and their guilts to be removed. This is someone who's laboring, and he mm-hmm. wants to lift the burden
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Listen again to this. Come unto me, all ye that labor. See, you were one of the laborers.
Mm-hmm.
And you in his field were heavy laden.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me.
Mm.
He wanted to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to give you light, Brenda. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul is your mind,
mm-hmm.
your will, and your emotions. And you were not resting.
Mm-mm.
For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I thought that was so good, realizing that that's to us, that's to you and
it
to
is.
Me who are in the labor
and
of the Lord
really
and
sums
the service
it up.
Of the Lord. And that sums it up.
Yeah.
What he said to you.
And to learn and learn of me.
And learn of me.
You know, I think of him, you know, the Lord is the capacity of a teacher that he is.
Oh my, he was teaching. You saw him.
Yeah.
He was in a classroom situation. You couldn't tell if the people were on earth or not.
And
he was, did he have like a
I just saw, like, I was like level with his, probably not even his waist, maybe the bottom part, maybe his waist on down at the most.
You saw his robe, you saw the jewels.
Yeah, it was like I was probably on, if he were, it was kind of like he was on steps.
Marble steps, you said.
And I was like on the fifth one down.
Mm-hmm.
Other people were around him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, and so I could just see him, you know, like, for just see that from up, like I was looking up, kind of.
And what was he teaching, Brenda?
I knew he was teaching on light.
He was teaching on light.
And, you know, it was like I had, he had granted me the honor to focus in on that at that time, what he wanted me to know, or what he was showing me in Revelation. But I knew in my spirit that other people were, that it was ultra-dimensional, this teaching. Mm-hmm. On, you know, I'm sure other people, other places, the Lord was showing them this, he was teaching on it, and they were getting it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in their spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also let me know there were people possibly in heaven, and he mm-hmm. was teaching them. So I don't know for that part, but it seemed like I could see people sitting on some of those steps listening.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't see their faces, but I could sense their presence there, mm-hmm. you know.
He was teaching you how light comes from above,
mm-hmm.
and it comes from our head, and it travels.
Yeah, from he was the head.
And even the earth, the revelation he gives in the earth is light given in the earth. Mm-hmm. And that on the earth you saw a timeline, or rather light lines. And you saw that some subjects, he'd gotten light into the earth along that subject and had gone a certain distance and then it kind of stopped. People had camped out on that light.
Mm-hmm.
But that he wants to go on. He wants us to sit before him. So you said that he said to sit before him every morning and do what?
To say this, to meditate and confess the scriptures of light and wisdom and revelation, and then wait upon him, because it all basically it all comes from him, and all we have to do is get what he wants for that particular ministry, what he wants,
or that particular life,
for that particular life, and then that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Oh, what a relief that is. Bless the Lord, what he wants, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
And so you sit before him first thing,
mm-hmm.
first thing in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and you meditate the wisdom scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there are many mm-hmm. wisdom scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Read that one that you found when we were off.
The
fear of the Lord.
Well, it's Psalms 111, mm-hmm. verse 10. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
So what does that mean?
And in my Bible, in the margin, it says reverence. So when we honor the Lord, it's giving him a place. It's wisdom. It's giving him a place.
So in other words, you get this block of time, and you reverence and honor him.
Mm-hmm.
And then wisdom can begin to come
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like, I mean, it's not like it's going to come to you when you're just doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to honor him.
Mm-hmm. And you can really do that all the day,
mm-hmm.
all the day long.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep him in your mind. You can practice the presence of God mm-hmm. all the day long.
And if you do that in the morning, you do get that consciousness of him to carry through the day.
That's exactly right. You do hear his voice. Mm-hmm. If you've given him opportunity to speak first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about wisdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. If you have your Bible, turn there with me. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30 is a scripture we all know. And it says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Now, I really like, and I've written it in my scriptures, some translation, I don't know which, says, by his doing I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom from God. By his doing I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom from God. Now, as I told you, in the back of my Bible, on all these extra pages that I have written this for one of my scriptures to meditate, because after Brenda had this, then I started doing it in the mornings. By his doing, I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom from God. And then I put dot, dot, dot. And I went across the page. It's in the same page in my Bible. To verse 16 of chapter 2. And it reads, we have the mind of Christ. So what I did in my pages that I meditate, I put, by his doing, I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom from God. I have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. I have the mind of the Anointed One and his anointing. You could sit and you could meditate that scripture mm-hmm. and wait before him. And then he would be your wisdom. Mm-hmm. He would be your mind. Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Hagin taught us there's God so wants you to have, he so wants you to have healing that he's put many ways in the Bible for you to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, by the laying on of hands of a believer, by the laying on of hands and receiving it by a spiritual gift, the gifts of healings. He so wants you to get healing that he's provided various ways. Brother Hagin taught us about wisdom. There's more than one level to receive wisdom. This is a high level where you can say, by his doing, I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom from God. A lower level to receive wisdom is in James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So if you lack wisdom and you don't have the faith to stand really on that Jesus Christ has made unto me wisdom, you can come before the Lord when you come in the morning and you can be like that man that said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
And it shows how important he wants you to get it. Made more than one way for you to get it. It shows you how you need it.
Right. And you reverence him. That's the beginning mm-hmm. of all wisdom. You reverence him and say, Lord, I'm asking you wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Or give unto me wisdom. And then there is that which you can say, Jesus Christ has made unto me wisdom. I have the mind of Christ. And so we are thankful. And this week we haven't made any offers to you, but one of them we'd like to make is The Voice and Leading of God by Grace Roos. A wonderful book that we'll be reading to you later. And that little book, we'll just make that available to you for $3 plus postage. I think we'll make it $1 plus postage. We so want you to have it. And of course, then Brother Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. The important thing for us at the beginning of this year is that we're led by the Spirit of God. We're all making a fresh and anew. So our dedication. So call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And just ask for The Voice and Leading of God by Grace Roos, R-O-O-S. So this is Billy and Brenda saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. Be led.